Okay, morning everybody. Coming to you live and alone from Ace Kodesh. So, Baruch Hasi has abandoned his place.
Just for today. The other guys will be there.
Just for today, yeah. It sounds like a 12-step addiction book, you know. Okay. All right. I can say what I want because no one can see my face. So, I can pull whatever faces I want. All right. Fine. So we're dabbling a little bit here with the sugya of Bechira. Obviously, we're not learning Bechira, but we're touching on it where we need to. I still have this Yetzer. I don't know if it's a Yetzer Hara to actually take a year off and learn the sugya of Bechira properly, and then a lot of these sugyas will become clearer once you've understood Bechira properly, because none of you are actually going to take out of Tetzer's book and learn it properly, because that's hard. That's a hard limud that. Anyway, fine. So we're against the backdrop of this Gavri Yodol Shel Moshe. How Moshe was understood that Hashem was trying to take the Torah away from him, and that Hashem wanted him to fight and take it back, and that Hashem was very happy when he took it back and broke it. The first thing that came out of that was the demonstration of how much Bechira we really have. We have the Bechira to do the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the Bechira to take the Torah away from Hashem when Hashem wanted it back, Kaviyochel. What was being demonstrated at the Chet HaEgel, one of the things, the Shivim Ponim LaTorah, he's just showing you one aspect of it. We said right in the beginning, we're not going to understand the Chet HaEgel in all its ramifications. We can't. It's beyond us. But what we can take from this is that there is a certain Bechira that a person has where he can fight for his Ruchnias, even when it's so-called Kaviyochel, it seems like Hashem's trying to take it away. We're going to build on that now. You'll see this has major, major ramifications in everyone's personal life. We started with this being Dvarim Sha'indim Beruma Shel Olam. We're talking about Adam Arishon and Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Bahasina and the Chet HaEgel, and things way beyond our concept. But you'll see, we're going to bring it down mamash into our, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make this real. We're not trying to understand. To understand ourselves, we're in the sugya of simcha sheni tola bedova, va'ava sheni tola bedova, simcha that a person has in himself. Remember why we are. So. We're trying to get in touch with who we really are. So that's the foundation upon which this whole sugya is built. And it's to do, remember as well, for those who forgot what we started here 2 pages ago, we're in the chapter in Perek Vav dealing with Rayosi, that the relationship between Klal Yisrael, between a Yid and a Kosh Boch, is that of a wife. So it's a bonim, but now we're dealing with Rayosi, and this is the Nisuin. In a swin relationship, lo hu gadol mimeni ve lo hu gadol mimeno. He's not bigger than me and I'm not bigger than him. We'll see what that also means, how do you say such a thing. But that's the nisuin. We're completely equal partners. And you have bechira ad kadeh, that you can go against the Rotzen Hashem and continue to exist. And that's not muvan ma'alov. That's not poshut bichlal. Okay, let's go a bit further. Ein zayin, at the bottom of the page. Mi'amaisu shochet ha'egel. From the mice of the Chet HaEgel, Havin Moshe Rabbeinu Kim Ko Godel Hu Koyach HaBechira Chofshis. If the Koyach HaBechira is so big, it's so unlimited, Asher Kivyochel Nitan Lipoil Bo Neged Hashem Yisbarach Kivyochel, that you can mamash use the Koyach HaBechira to go against Hashem. That's what he saw. You can take this bechira chofshis. If you see the unbelievable koyach of bechira to do the cheta egel, that's mitzad ara, so then you can utilize that bechira mitzad atov. You can go to war kviyochel against Hashem. You can use your bechira to fight kviyochel against Hashem to fulfill our desire to get Torah. No matter what, and we'll see. We'll explain this as we go further. Hashem wants to take the luchos back. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I've got bechira." Bechira says, "You aren't taking the luchos back. I'm going to fight. I want the Torah." Mikan gam shoev gam Avram Avinu of Shalom is koichel amud mul kolo ilam ulikro b'shem Hashem. Avram Avinu got the same ability to stand up against the entire world, to fight against the entire world. He got it from this. Kashehu ro shebicholus Adam lismroid letoim letoim shel yodayes riboinim iskaven limrod boy. He saw Nimrod. Nimrod was unbelievably evil. Nimrod was the epitome, the shirish of kol ra in the world. People name their children after Nimrod in this country today, Rahmana Litzlan. Nimrod was Yodaya es riboyne miskaven Nimrod boy. Yodaya es riboyne. How many people can say that today? how many from people can say Yodaya es riboyne? He knew Hashem, Yodaya. And his, all his intentions was to rebel against Hashem. That's unbelievable evil. So Roy is Nimrod. So Avraham Avinu saw this. So Roy is Nimrod. Mamrid is kol ha'olam neged Hashem. Nimrod wasn't satisfied just to rebel against Hashem. He got the whole world. He was managed to take the whole world to be Nimrod k'neged Hashem. As mikan havin Avraham Avinu ki Adam hu bal bechira chofshis muchletes at shein dava maneh mimeni limroid chaschila b'Hashem. You see that bechira is real. There's nothing that stands in here. You want to rebel against Hashem chaschila? Go. You want to take the whole world with you? Gesundheit. Doors are open. That's bechira. Umikan hu hisik shebevadai efshel natzel koach ze gam k'tei limroid b'kol ha'olam. So when he said, you know what, if you can use Bechira to be Nimrod against Hashem, so I'll use this to be Moirid Keneged Kol Olam. The whole world's against Hashem. So I'm going to use my Bechira to go for Hashem, to rebel against the whole world. And therefore I'm going to go and I'm going to publicize the Imune in Hashem in front of the whole world. That's what Bechira says. When you see a Rosh like Nimrod, you see what his Bechira is capable of, so then I'll use it for the good. If that's how powerful Bechira is, wow, why not use it for the good? Im kol godel koichel shel hayochid, if a yochid is so powerful, at shehu mesugel imroid olam shalem keneged habayira. You see how powerful, you see how unbelievably great Nimrod was. He was able to get the entire world to rebel against Hashem. That's what one person can do, the koich of the yochid. אז עד שהוא מסוגל למרות אילם שלום, אם כן בוודאי ביכול לסי יוחיד, להמליך את הקודש ברוך הוא כל האילם. Then for sure, a person has the ability to be ממליך השם on the whole world. It has to be. Bechira has to be evenly poised. When Rab Noach Zatzal made a bris in Eish HaTorah many, many years ago, it was his son Yehuda, I think. So Rav Shach was the Sandek. Shach was a Sandek. I have a picture somewhere of Rav Shach at that bris. Anyway, Rav Shach said, it's a well-known thing. I maybe mentioned it here many times before, but it's a Moedika statement, exactly what we're learning now. Rav Shach said, if one person can kill 6 million Jews, there's a Devaka there, that one Meshugana, one crazy guy with his Bechira got up and was able to be Redef the whole world and kill 6 million Jews, Rachmana Litzlan. Then one person can bring 6 million Jews back to Torah. That's what he said at the bris. I was talking about Rav Noach. You see the unbelievable koyach of Bechira. One person got there and changed the world in order to kill 6 million Jews. And then one person got there and bring 6 million Jews back to Torah. I remember when Eish HaTorah had its 6 millionth hit on their website. 6 million people had locked into the website. Rav Noach was mod mitragesh. It was an odd emotion. It was an odd whatever. the number 6 million means that there's some powerful, you know, the connotation to the Jewish world. But also it reminded that's what Rav Shach said. That's exactly the vort here. That's what Avraham Avinu saw, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. If the koyach of Bechira is wow, that's pretty real. It's big stuff. So I'll use it for the good. I'll rebel against the whole world and bring the whole world back to Hashem. Nimrod wanted to do the opposite. So I will say Bechira. He has Bechira. My Bechira is just as big as his. In fact, it's bigger. The koyach of Toiv is much bigger than the koyach of Ra. So now you understand what said this has got to do with us. Because we also have this Bechira. We also have Bechira. There's no one alive today who doesn't have Bechira. Unless you mamash, like Hashem took Paro's Bechira away, whatever that means. Okay, there's no one in this room today that's got that problem. We all have Bechira. Just as an aside, in parentheses, in brackets on the side, the ultimate use of Bechira is to give up your Bechira. That's the highest use of Bechira. It was David HaMelech. The highest use of Bechira is to give up your Bechira. But you have to go through all the stages. You don't just throw away your Bechira and become a robot. The job is not to become a cockroach, because he doesn't have Bechira. The job is to become a fully actualized Yid, using his Bechira in every aspect, a full Baal Bechira, and then use your Bechira to give that to Hashem. So now you only do the Rotzon Hashem, not because you're a robot, but because you've made a Bechira to do that, so big a Bechira that nothing can zuz you anymore. Okay, that's just, as I said, close parenthesis back into reality. Just because you need to know what Bechira is there for. Okay. We live today in a generation, chutzpah yaske, we live in a generation today of terrible ozus and chutzpah. But there's a positive aspect to chutzpah. There's a positive aspect of chutzpah. A person finds he has chutzpah, you have children that have got chutzpah, you have to know how to mechaven it in the right direction. Kasheu mekuvenes letzad kedusha. You can use chutzpah for kedusha. Avraham Avinu was a big Baal chutzpan. You've got to have a lot of chutzpah to get up there and say, I'm going to bring the whole world back to Hashem. It takes a lot of chutzpah to do such a thing, to think you can do that. B'koyach zeh yecholanem leleches achrei Hashem b'kol oiz, mibli litchashev litpalel mishum dove bo'ilom. With kedusha, with kosher chutzpah, a person goes off to Hashem without any thought, without any confusion, without being thrown off the path. No matter what they throw at him, he sticks to his... He's walking with Hashem. Who atzmayi v'chovshi lasos keretzoinoi. He is completely independent and free to do what he wants. What you want then becomes critical. Now that you know that you're free to do whatever you want, you better make sure you want the right stuff, because otherwise you're going to use your koyach to do the wrong stuff. Nothing limits him in his rotzen, in his desire to actualize, to do the rotzen Hashem, because his Bechira overrides all that. Obviously, Bechira, the power of Bechira is not limited, but the areas in which you have Bechira is limited. You can't jump to the moon if you want. No matter how much you rotzen to jump to the moon, taloyochol. No, there's nothing that stands in the way of Rotson. I'll show you many things that stand in the way of Rotson. You want to jump to the moon, you can't. If Hashem came to you and told you to jump to the moon, then for sure you can jump to the moon. But Hashem didn't tell you to jump to the moon, right? As you can't jump to the moon. It's impossible. Yeah, just put it into perspective. Aval, where you do have Bechira, in the areas, in Anunukudat HaBechira, where you have Bechira, where you've expanded yourself into more Bechira areas, there you have Bechira. No gzeiras, no destructions, no tortures, no, I'm going to add in here because it's relevant, no magaifa can prevent a person from binding himself and relating to the Borei Olam under any circumstances. That's where the color, that's where we, the color, get to reveal our unbelievably strong desire to be made to the chasan, no matter what the price is. Without getting confused, without making too many cheshboinas, I want to be with this chasan, and you can stand in your head, you can do what you want. Ani lo zaz. Throw the whole book at me, I don't mind. Gzeiros, shmados, inuim, diseases, who knows what, Rachmana Litzlan, I'm holding on to Hashem. Zuma Shmai Shetzoyne Shal Hashem is Barach Lisnavek Negdoi Kaviyocho. That's the deeper understanding, the inferences here of the Ratzon of Hashem to battle against Kaviyocho or Kima Torah. Hashem is fighting me against my Kima Torah. Hashem rotze litzu matzav she'af im hu yetze lekachis mitanis ha'Torah. Hashem created a situation where even if he wants to take the Torah away from us, with the power of bechira that we have, a koyach of ishtei kegufoi, yeah, because we now ishtei kegufoi. In the area of bechira, who law you're going to tell God will be many, and you law you tell God many, we shoot him equal shoot him, a husband and a wife, we have the same koyach. Neichel hitnaged loy veneichel lekaches as the Torah memeni bekoyach vehi tisha biyadeinu. You can go, when Hashem sets up a situation, he wants to test, are you really going to fight for your Torah? Yeah, you fight for the Torah, even to take it away from Hashem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu set in motion, yeah. We'll see what that means in practical terms. It sounds a bit crazy. Well, first of all, why is Hashem trying to take the Torah away from us? And if he wants to take it away, how are you going to stop him? Because he doesn't really want to take it away. He wants to set up a situation where you can prove how badly you want it. So he creates situations where you can't. You can't be involved in Torah. And he says, okay, let's see what, then you go, I'm fighting, I want my Torah. That doesn't mean irresponsibly fighting. People misunderstand this. I mean, you can go be irresponsible, do whatever you want, because Torah, you know. No, responsible, what Hashem's telling you. If Hashem tells you, you're not allowed to daven in a minyan, you don't daven in a minyan. Hashem tells you, you have to eat on Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur. Hashem's telling me, I have to eat on Yom Kippur because I'm sick, I'm going to dafka not eat on Yom Kippur. No, we have a Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Hashem, you know. That's not what we're talking about. There are people that say that. People that say that, you know. This Magaifa, so you see, Hashem's trying to take the Torah, we can't learn. We go, so we're going to fight back, we're going to do everything. No, that's stupid. That's not Torah. Torah means, we never throw Shulchan Aruch out the window, even when you're fighting Hashem for the Torah. Far more important to understand that, you saw it. Okay. Lord, very male, noicha lavin, gamma du la hamavik, le kabal es aluchos, lach, shu amnam, natsliach, le kabal, hichlit Moshe Rabbeinu lishbota, ubenoisev lakach, ugam kibul yashokoyach, makodesh bochu. What we need, what's left to be understood now is why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos after he got it? And why did Hashem say Yasha Koyach after he took it away? So we understand now why Kosh Bochus said Yasha Koyach, because Hashem never wanted to take the Torah away from Moshe. He wanted to create a situation which would seem like he's trying to take the Torah away, to give Moshe the opportunity to fight, to use his Bechira, to Megali his Bechira, for the color to Megala that she's not giving up. So that we understand. And we also understand what Hashem said, Yosha Koyach, because Moshe did exactly what Hashem wanted him to do. Let's see. Aluchos Rishonim Neema. One second. Niva, ma yisa tachlis b'shviras aluchos. What was the purpose of Shviras aluchos? More important to know that. Because every time you open up a Gemara, you open up a Chumash, or you open up a Sefer to learn Torah, you're dealing with luchos shnios. And you need to know why you are dealing with Luchos Shnius and not Luchos Rishon, and what would be the Nafka Mina. Very, very important. When the Torah is hard and you're forgetting your learning and you can't make progress, you have to understand that's because we're in Luchos Shnius and that's Luchat Chila. It's a little bit Yevid. Luchos Shnius weren't bit Yevid. We'll see. And then we'll understand why Hashem was masking to the breaking of them. Okay, so Aluchos Rishonim Neema, Valuchos Mais Elokim Heima, V'michtav, Michtav Elokim hu chorus ala luchos. Luchos Rishon, let's try to understand what they were. They were Maisei Elokim. Hashem made the luchos. And he engraved on the luchos, the what was engraved on the luchos. Etzpe Elokim, he wrote with his finger, whatever that means. Miraculous stuff, yeah? Hashem hu ze, sheposel es haluchos. Hashem was the one that sculpted the luchos. גם הכסב נעשי ודאי הקורש ברוכו, מה שאין כן בלוחס השנייה, שפיס לנעשי על ידי מוישה. Big difference, נכון? The first לוחס, השם sculptured. Hashem carved them out and wrote on them. Second לוחס, Moshe Rabbeinu made. There's a big difference between Maisei Elokim and Maisei Adam, no matter how great the Adam is. You understand the enormous worlds apart there are between Maisei Elokim and Maisei Adam. הלוחות הראשונים אמרו חזל, אם לא נשברו לוחות הראשונים, לא נשתכח את תורת ישראל. Look at what Moshe Rabbeinu did when he shattered the luchos. Chazal tell us that if we were still busy with luchos rishoin, you would never forget anything you learned. Imagine, whatever you learned, you remember. Gewaldig. Yeah, what do we do? Everything we learn, we forget. Who remembers what he learned from yesterday? When you start up in the Gemara, you've got to go over it again because you forgot what you learned yesterday. Yeah, in 6 months' time, you remember the daf yomi you learned today? 6 months. In 5 minutes after you close the Gemara, you don't remember what daf yomi was about. That's because we luchos sheni. Luchos rishon lo nish lo tishtach Torah Yisrael. You would never forget Torah. Rach ba'in kevayimem. Ein kol umah veloshon sheletes be. If we had luchos rishon, no nation would ever be able to rule over us. Yais va'luchos hay asui b'day Hashem isparach. Since the luchos were written by Hashem, kol anema b'em hayu boru v'gol lifneinu b'sh. Below shum irbuvia, it was total clarity. When you learn Torah with luchos rishon, you had total clarity. Total clarity. Today we learn Talmud Bavli. Bavli from Mabulbal. It's all mixed up. It's all confused. It's all dark. It's all. We have to go and rebuild ourselves in the Torah. Tashma is a process of rebuilding, reconstructing. Because why do you have to reconstruct it? Because it's broken. You had luchos rishon. I call clear. No nation could have ruled over us. We would never forget anything we learned, and everything we learned would be crystal clear. Imagine that existence. And sure is telling you that luchos sheni is lechatchila. What are you talking about? I want luchos rishon. I want luchos sheni. Menach Gisa matzav zeh shel behiros lo yisen itenas dakal hizdamnut lochiach ki achen hi chafitza b'leiv v'nefesh b'nisuin. In the matzav of luch rishon, yeah, which is the same thing in the matzav of nevuah until the chuban bais rishon, the kala can never show unequivocally that she wants the nisuin. That revelation that took place at Asina, if we hadn't had the Chet Ha'egel and the Shvira Saluchos, that untold clarity that we had at Asina, I would have just carried on and on and on. But what happened if things got bad? We don't know what Klal Yisrael would do. We don't know. They've never been tested. You would always have a doubt whether this marriage is really sound, because Kol Zman, everything's glorious and wonderful and beautiful for sure. But when the going gets tough, is the color still going to stick around? You know, you get to know your friends when things are, you know, when you're going through hard times. So when things got bad, what would the color do? We never know. Moshe Rabbeinu hayivin sheretzoyna shel Hashem yisbarach uletet lekalev sherut lochiach es atzmo. It's the whole of Golas. The whole 2,000 years of Golos, the Chuban Beis Hamikdash and the Golos we in, is revolving around this Yesod. Is Hashem takes it away in order to give you an opportunity to prove yourself. Everything in the world works like this. Everything. We've discussed this many times. Phase one, phase two, phase three. Stage one is always a stage of inspiration, where you get given for free what you're capable of, to see what you're capable of. And then it gets taken away. Wow, I had it. It was gewaldig. No, but you didn't do anything for it. You didn't build any muscle. You just got given it. Go now and work and rebuild and get it for yourself. Then you've earned it. It's yours. It's you. Everything in the world's like that. That pattern you won't find anywhere in the world. You won't see that pattern at work. You see it in many, many places. You see it in marriage. You see it in the Balchuvah. You see it the way where you see it in the Torah, but unbelievable clarity is Pesach, Sviras Oymen Shvuas. Kriyas Yamsuf, Pesach, Klal Yisrael came out with unbelievable clarity. Nisim Nifloim, unbelievable stuff. What the Shivcha saw at Kriyas Yamsuf, Yecheskel never saw. What did she need to do that? You know, she spent 50 years in Yeshiva, you know, becoming Yecheskel, becoming a Novi. She was a Shivcha. Probably couldn't read. So how did she become, how did she get to see Maisa Bereishis? Maisa Makova? Because Hashem gave it to you for free. He's showing you who you are, what you're capable of. When they crossed the Yam, where were they? We were in the desert. Desert is a place where there's no water, meaning there's no Torah. And then they had 49 days, 50 days, to rebuild what they had before they crossed the sea. with unbelievable nisyonos, but that you rebuild it. That's Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a very difficult time of the year. And then what happens? Day 50, HaSinai. What's going on in HaSinai? What you saw at Kriyas Yam Suf, you're now seeing, but it's yours. You've earned it. You've built it. It's your own revelation. It's not given to you for free. That pattern, everything, the whole Bria, macrocosmically, and you'll see it microcosmic in your life as well. You get a little kick, you get a little inspiration. You suddenly, the Torah is going unbelievable. Your learning's crystal clear, whatever. And the next day, open the Gemara, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's flying. What happened? Hashem gave you a bit of inspiration, gave you some chizuk, told you what you're capable of, and then took it away so you can go and build it yourself. The unbelievable sugya, and we need to discuss it at length, but I'm just pointing out that's exactly what's going on here. Exactly what's going on here. The color is given an opportunity to show, do you really want this? That's Luach Rishon. You get shown unbelievable clarity. That's real. But you never did anything for it. It's called artificial inspiration. So it gets taken away. Oh, now you can, are you real with that? Go build it. With all the difficulties that Klal is going to go through, are we going to hold on to the Torah and be Ne'eman to Hashem or not? That's the test. As Moshe Rabbeinu Ha'evin Shiratzeinu Shalom Yisbarachu Letet Lekalev Shirut Lochiach Es Atzmo Lechein Hu Shove Saluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu understood it's time for phase two to kick in here. And therefore he broke the Luchos. The Matzav Zeh Titzdarech HaKal HaKnesses Yisrael La'omol U'litroich B'limur HaTorah. Now Klal Yisrael has to toil in its learning. You can't learn Torah. You have to toil in Torah. The dark deck b'kol kutzu shel yud. Levareba atzma is kol asfeikus sheis oirulah ulegalus es avosa elav isparach. Now it all has to come from us. Chocham odif minovi, so to speak. Your work, the toil that you put into the learning, it will build you and you'll megale how much you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in the worst conditions. Despite the galus, despite the fact we'll be ruled over by people who are not exactly good to us, and arrive us, and torture us, and pursue us, Unfortunately, explain this command to Moshe Rabbeinu to you carve out psal lecha, hanush yeshel lecha. You go make the luchos, lecha, psal lecha means shelecha, should be for you. V'yesh lebeir shegilit spoynoseya, gnizeya, amkeya, umastoreya, shelatoir yel shelcha. Go make sure that everything's in the Torah, all the depths, the hiddenness, the treasure houses, the hidden treasure houses in Torah become yours. If I give you Luchos Rishon, they'll never be yours. You'll just get it as a free present. You'll just, every day, you'll just get more and more and more Torah, and you'll just whatever, but they'll never be you. You do nothing. You stay the same. Yeah, I want you to go build your own muscle. You know, if I put you in the gym, in the Cheder Kosher with a machine, that while you're lying on your back holding on to the weights get pulled up and down, yeah? You're not going to build much muscle doing that, you know? So we put the machine there just to show you what the tenuot are, what the movements are, how you do it, and then we disconnect the machine. And now you have to schwitz and push and struggle and groan in order to lift those weights up. It was much easier when the machine was connected to those weights, pulling it up and down. Why did they switch off the machine? If we stay, it's because you want to build muscle, then we have to switch off the machine. Kol zman yad luchos rishon kviyochol, the machine, then you'll never be anything. It looks gewaldic. Wow, I'm pushing 500 Ks bench press here. You know, that's gewaldic. You're not doing anything. No, but my hands are going up and down. Yeah, your hands are going up and down, but there's no resistance. You've proved nothing. We take the machine away, you push 20 kilos bench press. Well, that's impressive. Yeah, but I was doing 500 with the machine. No, you weren't doing anything with the machine. When you push 20, muscles are developing. That's what's happening in the phase two, in the post Luchos Rishon, in the Luchos Sheni. That's what's happening. Atatis takdek v'tachko b'daitcha b'sichlecha b'avanoscha b'atzmacha tegale v'tachkakem as luach lipcho. You go and with your own abilities, you'll learn and you'll struggle and you'll battle and you'll seichel and your understanding and you'll carve those luchos into your heart, your mind. Lipcha means mind, yeah, not heart. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Yosha Koyach Sheshabata. Moshe Rabbeinu kiven b'maisev l'rotzen ha'elyon sh'rotze sh'yivatze hes t'ponim m'suyam b'gilu ha'toira. Hashem wanted, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood this, that Hashem wanted a hester upon him in the Gilu of Torah, v'al yedei kach yoich l'Yisrael l'ochich es dakfein v'neim osam l'Hashem. Via that hester upon him in the Torah, Klal Yisrael can now go, G'shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how dedicated and faithful and loyal we are to Hashem's Torah because of the toil that we're doing. We're not just sitting back and getting it for nothing. Like Adam Arishan, you know, he lay in Gan Eden and the Malachim stuck a steak in his mouth. You know, they roasted meat for him. No, you go do the work. You build the muscles. It looks terrible compared to phase one. Phase one's glorious. You know, everything's just beautiful. You know, like the Sheva Brochas, you know, the marriage is Gewaldik in Sheva Brochas. It's wonderful. It's all artificial inspiration. After the Sheva Brochas, it all goes away. Now you've got 50, 60 years to go, you know, to go work and schwitz and build the marriage back to what it was. Everything works like this. Okay, fine. So we'll see. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll see that Luchos Rishon is the 2,000 years of Torah, where there's inspiration, there's Giluim, and Luchos Sheni is the 2,000 years of Mashiach, where we have to work. Just remember, these are not watertight, you know, hermeneutically sealed phases. There was plenty Luach Sheni in the Alpaim Shnos Torah, and then there's plenty Luach Rishon in our day-to-day existences. There are many areas we're in phase one, phase two, phase three. It's all happening at the same time. But the main thrust we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, are those different phases. That we'll see Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. Tomorrow Shabbos Malchosa, 9:35, I believe, is the slot for there, unless we're going to 9:30. We still need to do 9:35. Where's Eli? The Seder, okay, 9:35 is a gum tov.
9:35 I can make, but it's a push. Because I don't choose my own minion, but I'll make it.
Okay, we'll start 9:35, Bezat Hashem. Okay, very good. Tov, have a good day, Rabbi. I'll see you tomorrow.